This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was 2018
and the worst guys going in. Here we go.
Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. Ain't mad at me too, I got more five.
Okay.
Why these bitches
okay.
See you?
Okay.
Home ride.
Go home, Roger.
I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like I part time. Let's check my archive.
What's up, world? You're listening to Malcolm Julian Riabes Sesele.
The one and only.
We are the greatest podcast in the world.
In the world.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about why we want to be rich. Why we want the money. You don't need that money.
We just trying to get the world dance.
Forget about the price tag.
I don't really know the lyrics. I won't lie.
It's not about the cha-chang's not about the
Let's be honest, without the cha-chang, you don't see, and nobody has a voice.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to hear you.
Yeah,
what you
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear that over all of your debt.
If you're broke, you don't matter.
That's essentially what has come to in this world.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Hey, bro.
All right, so far, we've already got quite a lot of motivation about why we want to be rich.
Yeah.
But I think it runs deeper. We're going to get right into it. You know, we philosophers. All my homies philosophers. Yeah, right? I don't need nobody. I can love somebody, though. That's my own thing. So I'm saying we're going to get really into the topic, you know, talk the truth about what it is about money that we love so much, you know. Why can't we settle with a standard life as opposed to wanting that exquisite Louis V. Gucci life? You know, why do you need an 80,000 rand bag?
Does your haircut need to cost 250 rand?
That's for all the white people out there. Our haircuts don't cost that much. Hell
yeah, no, yeah. But okay, continue. No, there's places where it costs like extreme prices. As
if
well,
it costs more than 50, I'm out.
150?
No,
I've seen that. I've gone through that. Yeah, it's a luxury. I'm not gonna lie.
That's so mall. What did they do? Was it okay? If you were one of these rich ass,
have you ever had a hot cloth on your face? You see that they instead of putting like spirits,
yeah,
they put a hot cloth. They steam your pores, they my boy.
Yeah,
they even put
yeah.
it on my face. Ah, it was beautiful. It was pure fire.
No, I don't know if that would be worth it though. Like, was it worth the 150? Like, would you say it was worth it? Would you do that again? Okay, let's say I say, okay, you're a millionaire today. Would you do it again?
Yeah,
every
because
time
I'm
you
a
go?
Millionaire. I'm
so
a
you,
fucking
you'd
millionaire.
Break up with your barber.
I've already broken up with him. What you talking?
See, oh, G-boy, you did mention in one of our earlier podcasts that you broke up with him. Shave. Hide. Yeah, my barber just vanished. Like, he left the barber shop.
But let's be honest. As soon as we're as rich as we want to be, we're as wealthy as we want to be, I feel like you'll have your personal barber. Like Kevin Hart does.
Yeah.
Like the majors.
100%. Yeah. One nigga coming to my crib to cut my hair. What you do outside is your business, but when you come to my crib, you come to cater to me. I don't know if you know any niggas who go around to any random barber. Have you heard about that?
Oh, they go barber hopping.
Yeah, dog, you just walk past the street, it's like, hey, there's a barber shop, let me go cut my hair.
No, I don't know.
No, like, anybody does that is a serial killer.
I know any guy would be like, yo, look, you want to cut your hair? And they take you to a specific barber.
Yeah,
to the
yeah,
point
yeah.
where even along the way, you might pass a couple just to get to the one that he wants to take you to.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right. Okay, so, yeah, the money. What would you say is a good bar for you? Like, when you got this amount of money.
Oh, I thought you meant, what's a good bar? I mean, I could do with 500 bar, to be honest.
Yeah, it costs like 2 bar, bro. 2 bar, bro. Joburg people are too lazy to say million. You just have to say bar, bro. Joburg bar.
A good bar for me to be what?
You living the most lavish, best life you could actually possibly live.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I can't say. I can't say. There's no finite number that I could say, this is how much I'd need to be done with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because you need to take into account the way the world works and how it changes and how it develops.
Hey, crypto thing, coming through.
You know, inflation can be a burst sometimes. Luckily, I'm not on the cancer stick no more, so syntax. Hey, you know what I'm saying? But like, as you go along in life, you more money, more problems. You start having more expenses all of a sudden. And I don't know why that happens.
I guess because you can afford those expenses. Exactly. There'll always be something to buy.
Exactly.
No matter how rich you are, you'll be able to buy some shit.
And that's why I'm saying there's not necessarily a finite number that I can call out to be, this is me set for life. On the other hand, as well, I can't call out a finite number because I've seen and heard about millionaires that have just gone bankrupt like this. So maybe I'll need more just as a cushion if I'm also going to end up in the same
situation.
So
do you want to be a millionaire?
No. Million? We're down with millions.
Okay, you want to be a billionaire.
3 comma club is where you should be thinking right now.
Yeah.
If you don't make it, at least you land softly on some millions. But now you want to be a millionaire and you land softly on some thousands.
Yeah.
And that's just not on these days.
What's better than 1 billionaire? Two.
Especially if there's some same you as you.
Yo,
Jay-Z would have had my nuts for, you know, pronouncing those lyrics.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel you on that billionaire steez. I mean, it's a big target. I don't think it's something that's easy. Obviously, a lot of people don't get to go there. But I also think about the life there and
it's
how
a quiet lifestyle. Like, not everybody's a billionaire. And you can see the sort of lifestyle that these billionaires have.
Yeah, that's where I have the problem now with extreme wealth, is the difference in the quality of life between those who are extremely wealthy and those who have nothing.
Are you saying, okay, quality because of life in the sense of how they are treated by others or...
No, their lives, their day-to-day lives, the quality of a billionaire's life is extremely better than somebody who's in poverty.
Okay.
So now this is the disparity in humanity where we start to think about equality. The things that we all want, equality, unity, though money causes that separation to a large extent. If I become rich, it's because I'm taking from a lot and that's giving to me, but it doesn't necessarily mean that trickling back. This trickle-down economics is bullshit. We all know that. So we've got this huge disparity between people. And now we're trying to get to a place where we're saying, okay, everybody needs to live good, right? So that's why I take into consideration that AKA line. What does it say? Yeah, I could hire more people or I could ball. Something like that, I'm paraphrasing. It's like, I could ball or I could hire more people. Why go to the billions when you can live very comfortably at 500 million? In fact, 100 million, you know? And help more people.
Yeah.
Provide schools, provide... I know obviously a lot of people give. And it's just, as a person, what do you think about the equality of money and what it does to unbalance the system? Because right now it's very much unbalanced and we're trying to get to a place where it levels again.
I don't think we'll ever get to a level where it levels again.
I don't think everybody will be exactly equal ever, but I do think we can do a whole lot better than we're doing now.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll ever get to a level whereby, you know, we can eradicate the word classism in the dictionary.
All right.
It'll live forever. There are things in this world that we know will live forever. It'll be struggles that we'll be fighting forever and ever.
Yeah.
For eons.
Yeah. So why speak about it? Why try to change it at all?
Yes. To try and rectify it. And by trying, we then make that gap of it happening smaller and smaller over time.
Okay. So that's what I'm trying to get to. I think we can get to a place where...
Can I give you a practical example?
Yeah.
Us as humans, when we started developing technology and our infrastructure, we're killing the ozone layer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But scientists have realized this, and now we're trying to kill it less and less and less. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we're still killing it.
Yeah, it's already gone.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
And that's what I'm trying to relay.
Okay. But what I'm trying to get to is, how do we get to that place of equality or better equality. Let's go to the place where we're trying to make it smaller, right? I say as a human species, we can get to a place where at least 80% of the people who live here are living well. We have the resources. We're not out of resources. We have the capacity in terms of producing or sending out food, water, whatever needs to go to wherever. We have those abilities. So the problem for me is that number is too big. So now we're trying to have the conversation where we're trying to make it smaller. But I think we can make it much, much smaller by changing our ideas about how we think about money.
You're at a men's beauty pageant. Mm-hmm. And they say, Malcolm Dooley, how are you gonna, you know, make the gap between the rich and the poor smaller? If you're voted into power as president, what are you gonna implement? One solution. Because I hear where you're coming from. You're fighting for those less fortunate, right?
Mm.
All right.
Mm.
And it's not that I'm not thinking about those less fortunate, but I'm gonna be real with you. I'm out to get mine.
Yeah, we all are.
You know?
That's the thing. And
along the way, I'll try and help as many as I can. But I can't save everybody.
Mm,
that's a fact.
Mm. Okay. Well,
not even Samuel Etu. Not everybody.
Every Libyan slave. That's
exactly.
True. That's true.
So yeah. Since you're fighting for them, I want to hear if you're voted into power at that male beauty pageant, they ask you, Malcolm Dooley, how are you going to make that gap smaller?
Okay, well, I actually do have an answer for that, funny enough.
No, go for it, Mr. President.
I would actually do away with money completely. We're getting to a point where AI and technology can actually do so much for us that we don't need to do anymore.
How do we trade?
And I'll get to that now. But it's like, you know, there's 3D printers.
Yeah.
3D printers right now are printing hotels. They're printing hotels, something that's going to make them more money. You could print houses. And this thing takes like a day to print a full house, or like 2 days or something ridiculous like
that.
Yeah, you've seen it on like Business Insider or whatever. That shit could save the world, dude. Because if everybody has a decent place to stay, where like every person in this world deserves one room to themselves, outside of a kitchen, living room, dining room, whatever. But you have one room to yourself, that eradicates half of our problems. Already, people have a place to live. So hobo, there's no such thing as a hobo anymore. I don't know what percentage that takes out, but I know there's a lot of hobos out here.
No, granted, you'll still have that homie on the side of the street saying, "All right, look, I got a place to stay, but I ain't got no electricity, yo." So
no, but that now, should, now that shit should be provided for.
You know, all of it.
Yeah. Listen. Let me carry on.
All right, that same guy. I'm telling you, that same guy's gonna have a sign, and the sign will change.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a home. You provide in the 3D printing. He doesn't have electricity. It's provided for. He doesn't have water. It's provided for.
There's
now
always,
the sign says, "I don't have food." What are you gonna do?
There's always that. Ah, kalamali, go to tanda yonke yonke into guy.
Dude,
he's that guy. He's like, no matter
cycle.
What you give him, he's gonna want more. Okay,
it's an endless cycle.
Okay, yeah. But let me carry on. Okay, so artificial intelligence in terms of running society, we would be able to like go out to a bar and just get drinks. You just push in, oh, I want to. No, like, this is how society we run. I'm trying to make you understand it on a day-to-day basis, what I see in my head when technology or AI starts to run, right? You can literally go to a bar or a club, say, okay, I'm keen for a double branding Coke, or let me tap on the screen, double branding Coke, clip, and the machine pours it for you. It knows how to pour it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have that level of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And we could implement that in various ways. You want to go grocery shopping. I want these groceries. Boom, 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 boom. And if we focus less on the capitalism aspect of it, where we overproducing, we stuffing chickens, you know, just to sell, to make money, and we go to our resources and distribute them amongst people, we can do that. And they wouldn't have to pay. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
That's how much we have on this earth. In fact, we have in excess. It's just that excess goes to 3% of the population.
It goes to the same people time
after time after time. And that way, we all live in a similar, and I think we still want to do shit, obviously.
So you want the whole world to be living, everybody must have RDP houses. Just the, for example.
Yeah, for example, it's RDP housing. But
for
dope living, right?
That's like, I don't know. You ever seen the Truman Show?
It's similar.
The house is in the Truman Show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I picture when you say that.
Look, little boxes. Little boxes. We all live in little boxes, bro. So why not say, okay, this is the standard of living that we accept as the minimum. In fact, more, let's say more than minimum, as the comfort level.
Okay.
This is where we're comfortable as human beings. I can turn the aircon up and down. I have a couch, I have a bed, I have a table. You know?
I have weed.
Yeah. Shout out. You got the weed. Oh, shit. Yeah. Don't forget the weed, though. So, everybody would live in that way. Okay. So, that would be the living situation. And then society could be more focused on what we love, the creative aspect of being a human being.
And trying to build a better future.
Yeah. Because obviously a big part of the problem is that people are doing shit that they hate in order to survive because they need money. If people were focused on the things that they loved...
So we do away with money, people focus on the things that they love, and they just do it because they love doing that.
Yeah, because I don't think it'll get to a point where we're all just sitting around and it's like, oh, we don't have work anymore, I guess... We're just going to sit and smoke this weed that we just brought here.
Because it's my passion.
You, as a human being, you were born to create. You were designed to bring something here.
I guess that ties back into one of the podcasts that we had. Mm. Not too sure which one. But we were saying, in terms of trying to find your passion and your purpose, what's one thing that you'll continue to do if we didn't give you a monetary reward for it?
That's it. That's how you figure it out. You are that thing that you can never detach yourself from. Whether it goes well or whether it goes bad, you just can't not do that. Like, I can't not sing.
Okay.
There's nothing in the world that can make me not sing. I wake up, I'm singing. I go to sleep, I'm singing. It's just, you know, a part of who I am. And that's how I know that's what I'm meant to be, you know.
Now, when you're faced with issues like scarcity...
Mm-hmm.
All right, limited resources of specific things.
But where are they limited, though? I don't think our planet has limited resources in terms being able to provide for everybody. I think we've got enough resources to be able to provide.
Non-renewable resources.
Non-renewable is a different thing now. Now we're talking about gold. We're talking about minerals. The only one that coal. But you see, that's also another technological thing. I think technology is going to be a big flip in terms of how society runs. We need to be really, really looking out for how technology runs, because if you look at now cars, you know, we have electric cars. Mm.
Cars that drive themselves.
Yeah, we have self-driving cars, you see. So that progression is also going to happen. So we won't need coal as much. Electricity, we've already kind of got a solution, but it's an expensive solution. We've got solar paneling. You know, so there's all of these things around us that we're not using because we're still so used to the old way of life.
Mm.
I have to get up. I have to go do my 9-to-5. Huh. I have to come back and bring home the bacon. I have to sit down and eat my steak, or as a black man, eat the biggest piece of chicken and then give the son the smaller one, you know.
But look. From what I know and for what I believe, for every right, there's a wrong. For every good, there's bad.
Okay.
All right. There's going to be a negative side to what you want to implement. All right.
Of course.
And for example, one of them that I'm going to pinpoint, because you're talking about how technology can assist us with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when iRobot happens? And now all of these things are turning on us.
Okay, look. The possibility of the machines going bad is dependent on us.
I don't think it's dependent on us.
They learn from our behavior. So when they exponentially learn, they'll learn from what we do. So if we manipulate and try dominate and use power as our source of strength, that's what the machines are going to do.
Exactly. And that's what we're currently doing right now. And
yeah, but we need to change that mentality. That's why love is the only way. That's why love is the future, because we need to start to understand that when it does get to that place, if we love each other and we give and we are kind, that the machine, if it eventually gets to emotional capacity, because that's what you're talking about, emotional capacity, having a reason to want to dominate. Because at this moment, we just have a function. We don't have emotional capacity in machines. So if they get to that point where they do develop that, because you don't know how exponentially their programming will go. But if we get to the point where they do, they learn it from us. we're the only things they can learn it from.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So it's on us. That's what I'm saying. We got to do some shit right now, today. Tell somebody you love them. Give somebody a sweet. Don't ignore the hobo. Say what up. You don't have to give him money, but is that energy exchange pretending that he doesn't exist? That's a fucked up thing to do.
Yeah,
you
no,
can
I
see
won't
this
lie.
Human being right here.
If it's one thing that I really dislike, it's not being acknowledged as a human being.
Exactly.
When I acknowledge somebody else, you know,
dog, people,
I work with people every single day. So when I say afternoon,
yeah,
holla morning, back, dog. I don't have to be friends with you. Just see me, recognize me, and carry on with your life.
People pay more attention to dogs than hobos, I'm telling you now. And hobos are people, dog. People who have a soul that we know he's experiencing. We know what this guy's going
through. There's some emotion that you guys can relate to.
Bruh. So we need to, and it's, the problem now is that people are not understanding that it's a state of emergency. Matter of fact, we almost
been,
too late. It's,
yeah,
been, it's been a state of emergency.
It was last year that I was already saying 2020 is around the corner, and it sounds so futuristic.
Yeah.
It sounds like we should be living the Jetsons life.
We live in the future.
Yeah,
we're
still in the Flintstones.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. So now we need to start thinking about how we, as a people, are going to make sure that the machines don't do that.
Do you think taking away money would have a big enough ripple effect to, you know, push us forward into the future?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what will happen, because people are focused on creativity,
yeah,
and themselves, what will come out will be beyond our wildest imagination. Look at our art now, and the world is fucked up. Our art is pretty dope. Can I tell you, dope world will be even doper art. You know, it's not, art won't go away, but it will, because art comes from joy, gratitude. That's the essence of all good art. So the more there is of that, the more people are happy with their experience, the more we can put out, the more we can give. We are happy, so we can give so much, you know? A lot of people aren't. A lot of people wake up and go, ugh. I remember I used to be one of those people. I'm so glad that when I wake up, I don't have to go, ugh, anymore. Because that used to be me. Every morning, that ugh has to change to a yo. Do you see what's happening here? We are on planet Earth, motherfucker. Do you know how dope this place is?
What happens now when the people that have the most right now start seeing that they just the same as everybody else? That, and if it's not that they're the same as everybody else, they also feel like it's being taken away from them.
Yeah.
How do we solve that problem? Because that's in actual fact what's going to cause the anger, the hate.
That's the human problem that we have right now. When it comes to patriarchy, when it comes to racism and privilege, are you willing to let go of your male privilege? Nah, not really. Are white people willing to let go of their privilege? Nah, not really. So that's a human thing that we kind of have to fight for ourselves. And I don't know the answer to that. I genuinely don't, because I don't want to give up my male privilege. Dog, women live a tough life. I can tell you.
No, but we acknowledge that on a daily basis.
Yeah,
I look at a female and I just pray that you get home safe. I pray that you have equal opportunities in life.
Yeah.
And because it's fucking hard.
But
really,
acknowledging it is not the same as giving it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What? But in my sense, what am I going to do to give it up? I can't ensure that you get the same salary as me. As a male, I can't ensure
there's
that
a lot of things you can do. You can take your wife's surname. You can, I don't know, make her be the stay-at-home dad. You can, there's a lot of physical things that you can actually do that will change the dynamic between men and women.
I think, honestly, on that note, on the patriarchy note, I think what will have to happen is that you need to do it in your own space. And start your own society.
Yeah, everything starts at home.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we need to start looking at home and looking at why we are so motivated to get money. To be honest, while this technology, while the big boys upstairs are hiding it, I'm going to keep chasing these billions.
Yeah.
Because I do want to be rich. And here's the only thing, before we go into a little break, the only thing that motivates me to be rich is freedom.
Yeah.
When you're rich, you can do the dope shit. I know it doesn't make you happy, but it'll make you happier than being poor and unhappy. You know, you can be happy and rich, and you can be happy and broke. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather be happy and rich, because happiness is a state of mind. My money is just in my bank account, you know? And I want to be able to travel the world whenever I want to, whenever I want to. Literally, if I say, yo, dog, there's this thing happening in Paris, I'm keen to go. Let's hop on the private jet. You know what I'm saying? That's where I want to be at. Just because that kind of freedom is one in a million. In fact, more than one in a million, because we don't have that many rich people.
Yeah. What I like as well is who's this? E.T. has said. E.T., the hip hop preacher, Eric Thomas. Yeah. He's a motivational speaker. And he mentioned as well, in order to succeed in life, obviously, at this moment in time, we recognize money as a symbol of success, right? And he said, what is your why? And your why should be able to propel you forward to reaching your success. Now, if your why is money, it'll never happen that you reach a success. Your why needs to be strong enough to wake you up in the morning when you don't want to wake up.
Yeah.
Your why needs to be strong enough to make you push harder when you feel like you can't do certain things.
Yeah.
You know, and that's then relating to you, that whole thing of waking up in the morning and like, so what are we doing today?
It's like, yo, it's not ugh. Stop that ugh in the morning. That's what's ruining your day. That's what's ruining your life. Do you know how to check out? I want to play, actually. What's it? I can't wait to get my money. Nah, money, right? Yeah. Because we on this hustle, right?
Yeah.
And I want to get this money. Like, back even. I'm tired of being broke.
You know, I think everybody is that's broke, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's some guy right now phoning a lady trying to sell her insurance, knowing that she's not going to buy it. It's another guy at a call center that's calling a lady trying to sell her a new cell phone contract.
Yeah.
And she is at home with two kids, and she's frustrated. And there's another... Like, the world's fucked up, guys.
Yeah. But let's get this money, though, while we're here. While it's like this right now.
Let's get it your way.
Let's get it. Whoa! He don't even stop to get gas. If he can move through the rumors, he could drive off of fumes, cuz.
How he move in a room full of nose? How he stay faithful in a room full of... That's a tough one. What's that thing that you said? Why you cheat so much, bro?
Yeah, it's easy to say that when no one wants to fuck you. Exactly, hijack. Like, how do you stay faithful in a room full of hoes? And I only say that because I know hoes are good at what they do. That's all I know about life. Yes, sis, we went to the strip club with the boys the other day, celebrating in December, boss. Dog, Oaks, we're getting cuffed. The stripper comes, chills right here, starts whispering in your ear. It's like, yeah, so... you're gonna do the thing, like we're going upstairs for a private thing. You're like, hey, nah. She's like, but then why did you come here? Don't do this to me. Hixie, here's a half naked woman standing right next to you telling you this shit in your ear, boy.
Nah. That's why I don't step in those doors, bro.
No, do you know, I need to go see. I need to know what these hoes is about, because the truth is, this is how they get us,
dude. This do is you how know they get some us. Chick posted pictures of herself and then her account details on Twitter.
Yeah, live.
Dude.
You see what I mean? And the thing is that, like, I'm actually scared of people who can just switch it on like that. Like, that's fucking scary, because she'll make you believe that she wants you badly right now today. But this is a job, dog. She's done this 5 times
today.
Professional, boy.
She was interviewed.
Exactly.
Let's not forget. Y'all think that people just get hired at the Grand.
She was interviewed, and she probably had to suck a dick, too. For real. It's hard out here.
And what is it all for? This money.
Money, dog. And exactly, you see the things that people are willing to do for money.
They're willing to lose their morals.
Yeah, I'm scared of the fact that somebody can switch it on like that, man. Because that means there's manipulators out there who can convince you of their dopeness, even though they're not. That's where the con artists come through.
Hey.
You know?
And they kept
it. They actually, strippers are just con artists. In fact, we're stupid enough to buy into it. That's the thing. But then I was actually discussing this with one of the homies that we went with. It's like, why do we go? I don't have to pay for this shit. But it's the novelty, the idea of knowing that you can, that makes you go. Because you don't get laid every day. Okay, maybe you do because you got a girlfriend. But if you're single... But if you're single, you don't get laid every day. So when you're not getting laid, you're like, I want to see some real life titties. I'm tired of this Pornhub shit. There's a place that you can go that costs 50 rand to get in on a Wednesday. Yes, I know the special day. And then you can chill.
Are you just going to act like you didn't mention this? So where is this place, Mark?
That's a teaser, dog. Teaser's right around the corner. Here, Rivonia Road. Here. Dog, I've been through some dark days. Spent rent money and shit.
Hey, couldn't have been dark if you seen booty that's naked all over.
It's dark in there, boy. You go to a private room, you think it's going to be less. Chick just kisses your neck naked and you're like, hey, I thought this is where the shit goes down. Nah, B, I was playing you, dog. It was the darkest shit. You wake up, I spent like 2,500 and I was like, yo.
And if you think you're going to slap a chick, you'll end up like Lolly Jackson. Yeah.
Gangsters. Get murked, boy. Get gangsters. Murked. And the gangsters run that scene, bruh. Hard.
Do you think we could ever dabble in the underworld?
Yo, I don't know. Speaking of that, I saw a story about Dudu Zane Azuma. Azuma's son. He was chilling with one of the Cape Town underworld bosses casually. I'm like, hey, see, you guys are not even afraid to show that there's some collusion here. There's some bad man shit going down. Like, what is the president's son doing with an underworld boss? That's hectic. Anyway, we sidetrack. We digress. Yeah, we've been talking about the guaps. Why we all want it so much and what it can do for us. Let's say you were to win the lotto. What was the first thing you'd do?
You'll pay for my motherfucking
dick. Okay. Let me give you three because there's a lot you can do with a young 50 million.
Okay, pay off my debt. Buy my mama a house.
Everybody's got that one on the list.
Yeah, no. If I buy my mama a house, I don't need to necessarily buy my own, but I will, because I could just buy my mama a house, tell her to get out of the house that she's in, and I'll live there. It's pretty dope, I won't lie. Go on holiday with my lady, man.
Yeah. Jesus.
And then come back and sort out what else needs to be done. Like, get the priorities, which is my debt, my mom, and... going on holiday to just clear my mind. And nothing, not even something buck like
Mozambique, dog, right?
Yeah, just next door, you know. Yeah. People think I'm gonna do a Euro trip. Nah, chill. I'll come back and I'll be broke. Hold on a second. Go to Mozambique, come back. When I come back, I come back with a clear mind. Everything I understand and I spend it wisely.
Yeah.
Top three for you.
The first thing would be to do something that'll make my money keep coming back. So for me to be able to get money in my sleep, investment, whatever. I just need to know that this is not going to stop from here. Then I'll go mal. I'll go back. We'll go have a party. We'll have a nice party.
Will you also buy a jet like Casper?
Nah. Not yet.
Now look, I'm gonna digress as we always do. Do you think that thing is leased or is actually bought?
I don't know how much he's making to be able to give you an accurate answer there. I honestly just don't know how much he's making.
No, but props on the boy, by the way.
Private jet, dope. Let's do it. But, okay, so first thing I do is make sure my money keeps making me money. Because once you've got enough, you can... Property, boom. That's actually one of the most reliable bets. And then, debt. Debt all out of the way. I still owe NASFAS. Yes, if education is actually free, I no more na guys, because that shit is gonna chow me, yo. I'm so keen to get rich, but I'm like, yes. Even if I get a million, I have to pay 300,000 to NASFAS. Yo. But at least I wasn't in the strike, so I don't deserve.
You could have gotten out of this in court, but now it's podcasted.
Hey,
now
it's dog.
Can we just go back to?
They've got me. They've got me on the list, dog. They got me. They know. So
do you know how many Malcolm Dooleys I can find on Facebook? We can shrink this, my boy. Yeah,
okay, we're doing it. We're gonna delete this podcast. Because that 300k, I'm missing it. I don't even wanna lie. Okay, anyway. We digressed a little bit, as we do sometimes, but it's still always dope. Please hit us up if you enjoy the conversation or you wanna talk to us about why you wanna get money. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys. On Facebook, we're @_worstguys. Instagram, the worst guys, one word, small letters. We out ya. You don't know.
Connect.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, we're going to get into a few news stories that have caught our attention over the week. As you do, as you know, we always do what we do. And we always tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but...
Ultra, mean-ass, Playboy in trouble again. Playboy, Penny, at it again. Read about it. Extra, place grab, young Baron. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
The first story that caught our attention this week is the H&M story. Okay, so for those of you who don't know by now, H&M released an online campaign where they put three kids in hoodies, right? Firstly, that nigga should be worried about wearing a hoodie in the first place. You'll get shot. Secondly, this is what those hoodies said, all right? The homeboy, the nigga, he had a hoodie on that said, coolest monkey in the jungle.
What did the one with the...
Fanny. So the two other white boys, one said, awesome. And the other one had a tiger or something expert. Some expert, a three-year-old is an expert on who knows what. But I laughed immediately when I saw it. I don't know how much of a shit I give anymore. I don't. Because I'm getting to a place where I'm starting to look at the world for what it is, and then I'm going to see my role in the world that I was given. So it's basically a game. Before you come out of the womb, you're in heaven, God is telling you what's up. It's like, Mark, okay, you're going to go in there, right? It's going to be real tough. There's going to be a lot of racists. I mean, a lot of racists. Actually, everybody's going to be a racist. You know? You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight. But then, I want you to go in there and make sure that your people win the revolution, right? I want you to go all the way to the top. Make them millions. All right, okay, cool. All right. And you're going to have some advantages. You're going to be a man, so that's going to be cool. I mean, all right, cool. I could do that. You can swing your dick wherever you like, and nobody's going to call you a hoe. All right, cool. I like that. God's like, all right, you ready? You're going to go in. Here I am on Earth. I see the world for what it is. I'm tired of fighting people and saying, you're a racist. I know the racists exist. I'm just going to do what I need to do in order to add value, to contribute while I'm here.
There was a Instagram post that my girlfriend showed me this morning, right? Mm-hmm. It's by... Devel Ellis, all right, this guy that I follow, an influencer, all right, his Instagram handle is at IAMDEVALE. I had to spell it out in case y'all motherfuckers don't understand what I'm saying. But anyway, it goes on to read, somewhere in a boardroom full of marketing execs, someone says, if you make the ad racist on purpose, it'll go viral. Social media will run with it. And we can avoid spending millions in ad dollars because the internet is free. Another exec says, but what about the backlash? The first exec responds, just issue a fake apology.
Bars.
Even if the blacks boycott, others will still buy. Then he goes on to comment, he's like, and we keep falling for it. Racism is the new marketing strategy. Stop sharing the company's photo and name. So I just had to... He also, in the actual caption, he's like, these accidents don't just happen in 2018. Which is true.
They don't. Somebody planted that shit. That's why people are angry. But, like...
It's like...
Fucking... They baiting us and we're just catching it every time. Penny Sparrow. Who the fuck is Penny Sparrow? Some old Bali living in Durban looking over black people saying, look at those monkeys. What else do I expect from some 60-year-old woman who lived throughout apartheid? Come on, guys. Fucking, this is not the shit we should be focused on. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, hijack.
That's why I'm saying I'm over it. I'm not saying there isn't racism or all lives matter.
We've got bigger fish to fry.
I'm just saying it's hard and I'm over it. I'm going to do something. That's it. I know it's tougher to be black. I've dealt with it. I'm going to keep on dealing with it till the day I die. I've accepted that. But I'm not going to entertain some whiteboard exec who's like, we're going to get these guys. Watch. We're just going to put the hoodie that says monkey. We should totally give to the black guy. We should get, that'll make people go crazy. I'm fucking over that shit, dog. You ain't going to catch me. You'll be catching me in my own lane, boy. And when I see that shit, I swear. swerve. That's my mentality from now on. Because last year I got very angry. This year I got very angry. Like with Black Monday, I'm like, shit, I could actually totally do a race war. Fuck these niggas, they're taking us for a boost. Bruh, we're not in the Holocaust, which could have easily been our lives. I'm grateful for what I have. We can cross into Santon, which easily could have been our lives. It's not. I'm grateful for what I have, and I can do. I'm gonna do what I can. But I'm so over the debating. Fuck y'all. Actually, I'm gonna do me and show you that we better. There's no other way to win argument than through action. No other way. So yeah, let's just go get this money right now, and then show them that we the flourishers, boy. Anyway, that's that H&M story. The Golden Globes. Golden Globes were cool. They were pretty tight. Oprah made a dope-ass speech, but everybody's been talking about it, so I don't want to harp on too much about that. Harp on. See what I did there?
I'm not going to let you...
Should I just show myself out? All right, cheers, guys.
I'm not going to just let you talk, though.
All right, okay, cool. So Oprah had a really great speech about the future being feminine. Which we all know by now.
She's been listening to the Worst Guys podcast.
She has been. You know, a new day is on the horizon. That's what she said. We've not been saying a new day is on the horizon. The revolution is here. So yeah,
it
that
will
happened.
Not be televised.
We're just letting y'all know. And funny enough, I know we really said we're not going to speak about Zuma, but this is just funny. Zuma appointed the Commission of Inquiry into his state capture last night. So, you know, he pimped on himself. But Lord knows why. You know he's a strategist. He's sacrificing his bishop to get your queen. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of play I think Jacob Zuma is making right now. But yeah, that's all the news that we have for today. Yeah, let us know what you guys think about the topic, man. Final thoughts on making money. How you going to get it. Why you want to get it. How it's going to help the world. Which is what we're here to do. We're in service of the world at all times.
Yeah. See, can I be totally honest with you? I'm out here to get mine, right? But at the same time, I know I'm going to give back. So I have no guilty conscience whatsoever. So I'm out here to get every single dime penny I can get.
All right. While you still can.
And in turn, put that money to good use.
Yeah.
I think that's what... You know, and many people fail to recognize that you need to give back.
Yeah. You're not here for yourself. It's not about you.
You can't leave with that cash.
It's not about you. That's my life. That's my life motto, bro. It's not about you. All right. Anyway, we're going to go into some worst advice. It's been a minute, but we got some peeps hollering at us, trying to find out what the worst guys think about their situation. Here we go.
What's up, folks? Yo, my name's Jonathan, right? And I've been living in Joburg for a long time, right? And I keep seeing these posters, right? Down the streets is just like, you know, abortion in 30 minutes, find your lost lover, penis enlargement, you know? And honestly speaking, like, the only one I've really considered is that penis enlargement one, right? So I just want to know from you guys, like, should I get it? I don't know. Does size matter?
Ooh, does size matter? Firstly, don't trust those things. Don't trust those posters, dog. You're gonna go there and you're gonna lose your penis. So don't do that.
You know, it could happen that his dick does get enlarged. But the thing is, I've seen posts of a guy with an uncomfortably large dick.
Oh shit, really?
Like three-quarter pants, he can't wear that.
Yeah. And dog, like, you gotta be able to fit in all the gaps.
You know what I'm saying? A lock that gets opened by all keys is a bad lock.
Yeah.
But a key that can open all of the locks is a master key.
Shout out. That's your advice. You don't need to worry about that shit. Although you sound white, so maybe you do. I don't know how small it goes. Anyway, we are the worst guys. It's been a fantastic session with y'all. I don't know. What do you want to wrap out to today, dog? Because we actually had the last episode we had. I just have to tell you guys about this again because honestly, I don't mean to. Toot my own horn, but we had a fucking great session. The Big Ass Cypher.
Yes.
The last show that we did for 2017. Please go back and download that shit because it was insane. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing a whole hour podcast freestyling, making music on the spot. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to do it right now.
Yeah,
just for you to see that we're telling the truth. We'll make it up right here, right now. It's the worst guys doing it in the worst way.
Worst.
On a Wednesday. You know what it is.
Yo, Jay-Z, shout out to you for this beat. We just had to mellow it down a little bit. Make it a little bit of little mellow. Yo.
And on the world is so tough. That's why I'm in the gym, I'm getting so buff. I know the world is so rough. That's why I'm in the gym, I'm getting so tough. I know the world is so rough. That's why I'm in the gym, I'm getting so buff. I know the world is so rough. That's why I'm in the gym, I'm getting so buff.
I'm getting so buff, I'm getting so tough. Hey, and all the people think I'm rough, but I'm not rough. I got enough love to give, so there's more than enough for you, and there's enough for her, and there's enough, so please stop the massacre. Hey, I'm here to make sure the people get along. I'm here to make sure you hear the words of the song.
I know the world is rough.
Hey, I know the world is rough, I know you're crying. People dying, people not getting along. What the hell is going on? It's 2018 now, me? Hey, I'm just trying to make you see another day, a brighter day. The sun rays are shining my way. I know that the future is on the horizon. And Harpo said it. Yes, and the worst guy said it.
Huh?
Hey, and Harpo said it.
You know we did.
Yeah, and the worst guy said it.
I know the world is so rough. But that's why I'm in the gym, I'm getting so buff. I know the world is so tough. But why I'm in the gym, I'm getting so rough. I'm getting so rough, I'm getting so buff. Let me tell you the truth, I'm a skinny motherfucker, but I'll fuck you up, cause I don't give a shit about you. I'm here, Malcolm, clearly doing what I do, cause I rap so tight, I'm here all night. You know I don't fight, but I might just might take your bitch, cause I do that shit. Cause I'm a nigga with a dope ass dick, cause I don't give a fuck about you. And the players in the game, they all trying to be me, but they ain't the same, because I got the memo, I got the blueprint, and I'm rocking the Jay-Z blueprint. No, actually it's 444, but I'm doing it so hard I'm rocking it to the core. Somebody say, Malcolm, clearly give us more. You too dope at this rap shit, give us more. I'ma be at the show for you. 40,000 people in the stadium saying what you do. Listen to Malcolm clearly when he speaks to you. It's the worst guys.
Listen to the worst guys when they speak to you.
People,
I'm gonna leave you with a message, alright?
Yeah.
And this is my message for 2018. People are gonna talk. People are gonna hate. You just do you. You can never be the best version of somebody else. Nobody can be the best version of you. Do you.
Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.